connection to the world. Today is September 26, 2024, and Maureen and I are here live with you today. If you're new to 1-2 Radio and you'd like to join us in the chat room, just click on the chat button and you'll be redirected to the chat. We have a new producer today, and we might do some readings later on if time allows. Anyway, Maureen and I have been gone for the last week or so, and we thank you for tuning in with us, because we're the last show of the week, which is pretty cool, I think, and you all tune in. Anyway, hi, Maureen, how you doing?
I still feel like I'm gone. I feel like I'm still recovering from the show. Mm-hmm. The big Body, Mind, Spirit Expo here in Denver was last weekend. And of course, you know, you have this pre kind of feeling, and then you have the afterglow, and you have the in it feeling. And it's right. Just like, oh my God, it's just all consuming. So I guess, you know, I'm just getting down. I'm coming down now, I guess, pretty well. But yeah. It kind of wears you out. I mean, it's, it lifts you up and wears you out at the same time. I don't know what that is, but you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. The energy was really, really high energy. You know, it was different. They did it in the Western Stock Show building, which I'm not really crazy about that building because of the concrete floors and such. And everything was just a little weird. Not what we're used to. No. Let's put it that way. So, yeah. It was interesting. There was I met some fascinating people, very fascinating people, and there were a few themes there, and my consciousness expanded. I mean, it really does work, and I never really had any negative effects or anything from it. So, you know, I'm just interested to see how those things work out for people, and I was watching TV the other day, and Naropa has a certification for teachers.
Oh, really?
Yes, no, yes. They've just started that. You know, if I was a little bit younger, I would definitely take that,
because
I
think serious.
It would be fascinating. Yeah.
Getting down to it there.
Okay. No problem. Yeah, it's always interesting, you know. Let's have a look at Facebook while we're here, see who's who stopped in to see us today. Let me see. We have Peggy Reeser. Hello, Peggy. Peggy and Yogi. I love Yogi. I love all the you know, Peggy is a 1-2 advisor and also has a radio show on, I get confused, Tuesdays, I think. A great show. Peggy works with the angels a lot, you know, and of course, Yogi's one of them. I just love the way she dresses him up in his little Kansas City outfits.
Cute. Yeah, I saw that. Really sweet.
Mm-hmm. So.
And Renee is here. Hi, Renee.
Cool. Very good. And that's all we got in the chat room. Well, that's okay, too. We have other people listening. Anyway, where were we?
I was just saying how, you know, when you're from a certain part of the country, then if you run into somebody from there, like your hometown or whatever, you have this connection.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. The reading was great. You know, first we started talking and then, you know, then it turned into a reading. And it was great. It was really nice. And I channeled her dad. Her dad had passed. And
you
know, she was still dealing with a lot of that. But, you know, it doesn't matter how long it's been. It's the connection, I believe, that you had with this person, you know, the loved one. You know, you still, a lot of us have unfinished business when loved ones leave, you know, and regrets and guilt and all those things, which you don't have to carry, but you need to work through it.
Times. Right.
I had a lot of loss in my life, but yes, so it was an okay show. I call it the Cow Palace. I mean, it was a little bit.
What a perfect name.
Yeah, honey, yes. Yeah, the Cow Palace. And, all that was missing was, you know, the cleanup crew or whatever.
I don't know,
a little jaded my goodness. With it. Yeah, it was rough.
But, it just wasn't what, you know, years ago we had a fellow named Shanti that ran shows here, and they were, it was a whole different thing. It really was. It was more community. And I miss that community.
Me
And
too.
We're starting to build that. You know, of course, we're building that online too.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit different when you all can all get together and see each other after not seeing each other for a long time. A lot of readers and healers saw some really good people that I hadn't seen for a long time. So that was really fascinating. You know, talking about the mediumship, I had a lot of mediumship stuff too.
Yeah.
And it was, and people were showing up very clearly from the other side. And I've always found that October is really a powerful time for me for those on the
that
other
makes
side
sense,
showing
though.
up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And maybe that was the theme, was the mediumship, reconnecting with loved ones that have passed, you know?
Yeah,
Because, you know, people are more open to it in October. You know, Halloween's coming and, you know, it's a change in seasons. Things drift away or, you know, the leaves fall. So, you know, we're letting go. And I don't know. It was just, it was odd. It was an odd show. But hey, the food service went well, I find.
Yeah.
It went really well. If you were hungry, oh, you go and get a hamburger or a chicken sandwich. That was like no problem. Usually that's a problem.
Yeah, a lot of fairies don't have food anymore.
Anyway, and then I brought a rug because I didn't want to be on the concrete, and that worked out really well too.
Yeah.
That was
Yeah,
fun.
that's nice. That's very nice. Yeah, I was
Reconnect with a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of, I think a lot of new things will come out of that show. A lot of new ideas, a lot of, you know, take a different path kind of feeling. That's what I get.
Yeah, I do hope so. We had the Hare Krishnas. I don't know why they were there. They had a booth, and one tried to hand me all these books, and he said, "This will change your life." He says, "You read, don't you?" And it was like a whole stack of books. It's like, "Oh no, I'm not going to read all those books. That is not happening." He says, "Then you read these books, and then you can move forward." It's like, "Yeah, I'm 74 years old. I'm kind of there." Kind of there. They were sweet. They were very sweet.
They were very nice. Yeah.
But people were avoiding that area, which
they took the long way around.
Yes, they did. They
long
did.
way around the booth. Yeah.
But it was very strange as
That's
far
odd.
As why they were there.
Well, we shall see. I don't know.
They were going to save our souls, I guess.
To each his own.
Yeah. You know, and I had a lot of some women. I had a lot of hairstylists. You know, and they're natural counselors. I mean, they really are.
Yeah. They for sure are. Yeah.
They hear everything.
Yeah, my neighbor and her daughter are deaf. They're hairdressers, and you know, she's like, "Yeah, I feel like I have my social work or counseling degree or whatever psych degree."
Yeah,
yeah, she does
yeah,
it all
really.
the time. Yeah.
And we had I had a few that were getting ready for retirement or selling their businesses, and they wanted to continue, you know, not with a hair or anything like that, but continue to serve the world, you know.
Oh, wow.
And they were
Nice.
Interested in healing and things like that, doing healing work. I just love to see that women are changing so much, and it seemed like mostly the relationship questions were from men rather than women.
Yeah,
with women it was career and spirituality and my sister and my, you know, kids, things like that, but not so much in the romance stuff. It seems like a lot of us are just kind of starting to get back from, away from that, those questioning those relationships. I just
maybe,
find it unusual.
Yeah, maybe they're more, you know, especially in older people, they're looking inward a little bit more now instead of looking outward. So turning in, you know, to see what are my needs? How do I have my needs met? You know, where do I go from here? It's not about, you know, that other person making me feel better, but how do I do this for me? And allowing themselves to do that and being aware of that. So a lot of us just kind of drift or work through life, and then, you know, you're like, oh, wait a minute.
Right. Then some of the younger women, like, around 30s. And I had two or three of them that have wonderful relationships. I love to hear that. you know, about husbands that they chose very well, and they're kind of on a wonderful spiritual journey with each other. And I just love hearing that, because it seems like, you know, years ago it was mostly about problems and issues and deceit and things like that. Or maybe I'm just attracting a different kind of client these days. It
yeah,
could be.
I think people are becoming more aware, and especially younger people.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are. We, our generation, we were just, I don't know what we were doing, but you know, we're finally at a point where we realize, you know, we can, you know, have our own needs met and what's good for us too, which I don't think we did that lot as young women.
Right.
It was always,
no.
What's good for the man? What's good for the job? What
exactly.
Kind of job,
what?
Career?
Yeah, it's always like, what does he want? What, you know, how
exactly,
can I change
yeah.
to be who he wants me to be? And I'm thinking that a lot of, especially the younger women are like, well, this is who I am, you know, this is who I am. And I just love seeing that and hearing that. And their views on politics, they don't trust, you know, the people in power. And
rightfully
but
so, rightfully
yeah,
so.
rightfully so, yes. And some of them lean left, but you know, they don't trust that whole system and all of those people either. So it's going to be so interesting. Of course, you and I probably won't be around to see it. We'll be watching from the other side. But it will be interesting to see which way this world goes and how they channel the things that they know. And I really appreciated being that older woman there, that crone, that the strands of wisdom, because I was in between two younger women. One of them was a healer, and this was her very first show, and I got to mentor her a lot.
She's so sweet. She's just the sweetest. Yeah,
Shea is her name. I just adore her, and she's so smart and such a good healer. We traded, and that was really good. But I'm really starting to enjoy being able to mentor other women, younger women.
Yeah.
You know, it's all the things that you and I went through and learned, and the school of hard knocks and everything.
Oh God.
And that we can share with them.
Knocking
and I really
hard,
enjoy
honey.
That.
I don't like
yeah
that. Knock hard, knock chip. Excuse my French.
Yeah.
I'm done with that. I'm so done with that. But
oh, yeah.
I just want to throw this in. Maybe it's throwing a monkey wrench in, but I was watching a comedian the other night. He does those Old Spice commercials, you know. I didn't even know he was a comedian.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What's his name? I can't remember. Oh my gosh, he's a little trashy, but he's so funny. And so he made a point to the audience of talking about, you know, different generations. And he said, how many people are in their 40s out there? And they all applaud. And he goes, you guys have 30 more summers. How many people in their 50s? You got 20 more summers. I'm like, shit, I'll be lucky if I have 5 more summers. But if you look at it that way, you're like, wait a minute, I cannot be wasting my time on BS, you know?
No.
I think part of, you know, we're just like, I don't know. I think we're becoming more aware as a society and pointing out with the younger people, I think they are very aware and they're not going to, you know, most of them are pretty smart, you know.
Yeah.
Do what they need
Yeah.
to do, be more practical maybe than we were. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, one thing that I've noticed is that I piss people off more now than I ever have.
Me too. Okay.
It's like,
really,
oh, I'm sorry. What did I do to piss you off this
especially
time?
Men. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And it's like not being that person they expect me to be. And I guess that's who I was, you know, pleasing people and walking
yes.
on eggshells and such.
Yeah.
And that has changed. And I don't even realize it's like something comes out of my mouth and it just pisses them off.
I
and
know.
I didn't mean for this to make you so
know.
angry, but somehow the things that I say just kind of go right to the gut with them and
right.
really create, you know, problems, because I guess I just hit them in the right spot, or where they're wounded,
Yes,
and I don't mean to.
But
I
you don't,
don't.
You don't even see the wound, but you know it's there, and you're like, bang,
right.
There it is. Yeah,
yeah.
I do the same thing.
Well, it's like somebody else is in the driver's seat. Yeah, there's
I
somebody
know.
else is in the driver's seat, and I'm, you know, just kind of Moving my mouth.
But see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You're not afraid to speak your truth now.
Yeah.
I find
Yes.
that with myself. I will, you know, not in a cruel way, but I will speak my truth. And, you know, yeah. Anyway, I have stories, but I'm not going to go into
Oh.
all of it. Yeah.
Oh,
So,
yeah.
all right. Live and learn.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take a look in the chat room again. Let me see if anybody else has come in. Just Renee.
Denise. Hey, Denise.
Oh, Denise, hey. Glad you're here. Yeah, I guess it's a quiet day.
It
That's
is.
okay. Nothing wrong with that. You know, this morning I was watching the Today Show, and Kate Middleton's brother, James Middleton, was they did an interview with him about you know, how he's dealt with depression and learning disabilities, and it's his dogs. He has such a connection with his dogs, and he just wrote a book about you know, how he's really handsome too, a handsome guy, very personable, and talking about how one dog especially got him through so much. Because he didn't say so, but I got the feeling that perhaps he might have felt a bit suicidal at times and such. And talking about how he can express things to his dog. Well, the older dog just passed away last year, and she was the one that helped him get through all of the things. You know, when Kate got married and he had to get up and speak in front of people and things like that. You know, our pets are so, you know, so important to us.
They are.
They are, you know, really godsend. You know, when I was gone at the fair this weekend, I let Alice go over to John and Marianne's. They're my very good friends, and that's where I got Alice. She was one of five dogs that they had, because they used to show their Dobermans, and my sister's dog Benny. They co-owned Benny, and my sister passed away, and I had to pass Benny back over to them because I had another dog, and I wasn't doing too well physically and emotionally, and I had to give Benny back to them, which was so hard. But then there was Alice, and Alice was a middle child, and she was acting up. She was acting up and bullying some of the other dogs because she wanted to be that she wanted a place in the pack. She didn't have a place. She just didn't have anywhere. And they started sending her over to me like a little at a time, and I was going so through so much with my sister's death and with cancer. When I had part of my lung removed, I was home about 2 weeks after that, and Gaia, who is my sister's other dog, who I had, you know, forged this wonderful bond with, was here, and she just ran across the room and she fell over and died.
Oh my
She had a
God.
heart attack, and that was so difficult for me.
Devastating.
It was devastating, and it just you know, things just I'm so blessed that they let me have Alice. I took her a little at a time. I was kind of untrusting because it's like I didn't want to get hurt again.
Of course.
And wasn't sure if I could really take care of her or if I was going to be around to take care of her. But she is just, you know, we've welcomed her into our lives. She's really helped and changed Fred a lot too, because he was dealing with depression and has for quite a while. And she just brings out the best in him. She really does.
Like a healer, so she's healing.
Oh, yeah. All our pets are, I think.
Oh, they all are.
Yeah. And you have so many.
I have a lot of little creatures and entities and things, but you know what I liked what you said was she needed a place in the pack. So now
Yes.
she's found her place with your pack.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She's the queen here. She's the
Yeah.
princess.
She's so cute too. She's just sweet. Sweet little, you know, her
She
look, and
is.
she looks sweet. You know how people are
Yeah.
afraid of Dobermans, but when I look at her, I don't get any of that. I just I get
Yeah.
love.
Oh yeah, she's a sweetheart, and the pictures that I take of her, usually her ears are back.
So cute.
Yeah, and John
Well,
says, "Well, get her ears, get her ears up,"
no.
and looking at all proud and stuff because he's
Aww.
used to show dogs. Benny,
Oh, yeah.
Benny's a champion. You know, he was my sister's, bucket list. He really was. She always wanted to do that, to show dogs and
Nice.
stuff. She keeps coming up, because and it's always this time of year she comes up a lot, and I just have to tell you that Jeff's coming up for you a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know he's
So,
still around. I do feel him around. That's funny.
yeah.
I
I
feel
just
like
feel him strongly.
do you think, and I know this is personal, do you think that he brought my current partner to me? Do you think it might have had something to do with that in a way?
A little, yeah, I think that's very possible. Yeah,
Because,
because you.
well, I'll tell you why I say that. Because Doug, when he met me, I met at a show, at one of these big shows a couple of years ago. And he was roaming around the place. He never goes to those. And his buddy invited him because he was doing the show with his girlfriend. And so he was wandering around and he stood there and read my sign. And then he walked away a couple of times. And he said the last time he was walking away, he heard a voice that said, "Turn around." And he turned around and there I was. And it was like, I felt like it was my buddy. Yeah. And I thought, well, maybe Jeff said, "Hey, buddy, turn around." You know? Because Jeff was different. He was a musician, an artist, he was a Leo, he was all about the performance, but in a not in a big ego way, but it was about him, and he was not really an affectionate person. So I got most of my affection from the animals and things, and and yet Doug is very affectionate. It's totally different, but it's kind of like, here's what you need. I'm gonna see if that works out. I feel like that. I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not, but
Well, you did so many good things for Jeff.
yeah, I
You
did.
really did. You took care of him
Yeah.
and made him part of your family, and it
Yeah.
was it that was very you really did some beautiful things there. And I think that Doug and that affection that he offers is definitely what you need. And you're
Yeah.
such a Scorpio. My sister was a Scorpio too, and it's like we'd be somewhere, and like some guy would just walk up to her and hit on her. It's like never happens to me. What
They
is
were
it with
calling
you
me.
people?
I think it is the energy. They're like, "You're a man magnet." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" I don't
Oh
know. They
yeah.
trust me. Maybe it's the mom energy. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I don't. I think it's the Scorpio energy.
Yeah, maybe.
Scorpio is just, really, it's like a big neon sign. Here I am. Woohoo. But
It's
Virgos,
a
not
lot
so much. They kind of look at us and go, "Oh my God."
of fun. Oh, no. Come on. I don't know what it is. But yeah, it's been that way all my life. And it's gotten me into
Yeah.
trouble, but okay.
Well, I think it's awesome.
It's fun, but yeah, I feel him. I do feel that he's around, occasionally.
Yeah. I think as the month goes on, it will be more and more interesting. Yeah, you were talking about how somebody who's where from where you used to live and where you're from really resonates. There's a person like that here, Charles Cox, and he's an
Oh, yeah.
amazing medium. And he and I are both from Omaha, Nebraska. And we just right away just had this attracted to each other as
Yeah.
far as friendship goes.
Yeah.
He's a fascinating person. He does we'll have to get him on the show someday
That'd be fun.
because he does seances and all kinds of
Oh,
really
cool. Ooh.
fun, cool stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's pretty busy all the time, but I think I will see what we can do there.
Yeah. Give him a ring.
What's our time look like?
Well,
We could probably take a short break and come back and do the scopes. You want to
okay.
do that?
Yep.
Okay.
Ready.
All right. This is Kay and Marine, Strands of Wisdom. We're going to take a short break and we will be back with you in about 5 minutes. Thanks. Good afternoon again. This is Kay and Maureen. Welcome back to Strands of Wisdom, where we're at 12radio.com. And we are going to do the scopes, I guess. We're going to have to do it a little quickly because I just took up a lot of time talking. Imagine that. So let me see here. Let me get to my... And now my stuff is going to act up. Hold on here.
Dude, I only got 5x today.
Oh, wow.
They've stopped playing a lot. I don't know what they're doing.
Are they mad at you?
I don't know. Mike's not here. That's why.
Oh, that could be it. They miss their daddy.
That's right.
Okay. Scopes, this is kind of for this week and for the beginning of October. So Aries, before you can move into the future, there's some things from the past that need to be researched and explored. There may be some lifelong stories that you were told when you were growing up and believed. You may have built your personal habits and behaviors and truths on these stories. They actually made you who you are, but perhaps they no longer serve to who you've become and who you will be. The collective invites you to do some soul searching and clear out the clutter and the old beliefs and make room for some new progressive ideas. And that's what I have for Aries.
The card is co-creation. I'm using the key cards today. It says your spirit guides and guardians are here to assist and to help you evolve into your authentic self. The time is now to see yourself as your spiritual team sees you. They ask that you remove all limiting thoughts and open yourself up to them. Meditation and asking for signs are a great way to deepen your connection.
Ah, nice. Okay, Taurus, we're going to move right through these because it's getting our time. Pay attention to your dreams. They may seem a little bit chaotic at times, but the collective says that this is a process of clearing out fears and giving you subtle messages, especially regarding relationships. I feel like love is in the air, and this is an excellent time for you to show your feelings and to celebrate if you're in a relationship. But if you're not, be open to new partnerships. This positive energy can also be related to business. You need to step up and give your ideas and opinions a voice. You will never get what you want if you don't give your thoughts a voice. I see a lot of throat chakra energy here. So pay attention to that. And that's what I have for Taurus.
The card is courage, taking the leap. You have to let go of something good to get something great. Taking the leap into the unknown can be scary, but you are being called to have faith in yourself and the universe. If you want to experience the next level of success, you cannot stay comfortable. Enjoy the journey.
Nice. Okay, Gemini. Gemini, I see you sending loving energy to somebody in need. You always shine and feel your best when you offer support to others. You pay close attention to the subtle things and the personal touch that's really appreciated by people. I see you as a prayer warrior. I'm having trouble with that word today. for yourself and for the good of the world. The answers may not come as you would expect or you would like, but they will come for the highest good for everyone involved. And that's what I have for Gemini.
The card is isolation. There is a tendency to push people away by isolating yourself from uncomfortable situations. Look into new ways to break down the walls to create better ways to connect with others. Don't keep your light to yourself. Open up to share it.
Ah, beautiful. Cancer, look at your desires and intentions. Is your heart truly in them, or are you living with goals and expectations that don't fit your true self or who you really are? Are you doing it because you see other people's success and you want to follow in their path for one reason or another, you know, possibly financially or whatever? The collective warns that some ideas may fizzle out, but know that new paths and approaches will be offered to you. I see reading books. There are some that are inspirational and ideas that will help. No matter what kind of business you're in, they are spiritually based books, and the information will help you in many ways. Also, remember the goal is to assist the planet. It's always for the best of the, for the goodness of the planet and humanity. So always remember that. And that's what I have for Cancer.
The card is strength. Finding your soul family is a blessing that reaps many benefits. You're being asked to reach out and explore to find your soul connections. They will feel familiar, safe, and trusted when you meet them. Send out your intention to connect with your soul family and see who comes your way.
Okay. Moving right along here. Okay. I guess we'll look at Facebook after we get through this. I just want to make sure that we can get through all of the scopes here. Leo, avoid pushing things through when you know, or trying to push things through when you know that you need to pull back a little bit. Projects will get done when the time is right. If you push it through before considering the small essential steps, it might fall through, and the plan may, relationship may fall short and be half-baked. Respect universal timing and your energy. A relationship may become more complex, and if you realize, you may realize that you're going in different directions, or perhaps that your core values no longer align with that person. Now is the time to change your course. Good things will result from this. And it just feels like a letting go of something.
Mm.
And that's what I have for Leo.
The card is heart opening. Listen. Opening your heart center and listening to your intuition will always lead you in the right direction. You now have the opportunity to let down the walls that you created from past wounds. Let your light shine from your heart to experience what the universe had always wanted for you.
Excuse me here. Virgo, take a breath and gather your thoughts. Nothing seems to be as it was before, and you're having difficulty getting your footing. The angels and the universe are waiting for your next step or your adventure instructions and what you want. Keep it general. Don't get caught up in details. That's a big one for Virgos. Leave room for miracles. Be true to yourself. They will create a manifest list for you. Surround yourself with positive, honest people and feel gratitude and joy. This will guide you to new opportunities, people, and adventures. That's what I have for Virgo.
The card is, it's not personal, projection. Many times others project their own pain onto you. This situation is not personal, but rather an opportunity for compassion for yourself and the other person involved. Stop taking the blame by automatically thinking it's your fault. Have discernment of what you want, but also what isn't your problem.
Oh my God, that's so spot on. Okay. Libra. The collective suggests pulling yourself out of the mainstream and treating yourself to a bit of time just for yourself. I see you reading something that brings hope and inspiration. For those of you who are mediums or sensitive to those on the other side, I see them reaching out to you with loving support. You may be going through a situation that feels like a death or an ending. It doesn't have to be a person. It might be a way of life or a belief or something like that. Allow yourself to grieve. The collective says if you could do something creatively or artistically to do that, it has to do with the grief and the letting go. If you do it artistically, it will feel much better, and there will be something to show for it. Let's put it that way. And that's what I have for Libra.
The card is nature therapy grounded. Your soul loves to connect and be one with nature. A beautiful healing takes place when you ground and center yourself with the earth. Being in nature has a way to restore what has been lost and brings you back to your center.
Okay, Scorpio. The first thing that came to me when I asked about Scorpio is that Bob Dylan song, Times They Are Changing. Be ready to make some shifts and turns as things will change. Expect the unexpected. I see you opening your windows and doors and allowing fresh air to sift in and sift through your heart. You are in a creative space. So don't let yourself flow. Oh, no, sorry about that. So let yourself flow in a sea of inspiration. Set all the busy work and chores aside. They can wait. It is a time for you to step into your higher self and express yourself creatively. That's what I have for Scorpio.
Love that. So the card is good news, positivity. Your prayers have been heard. Good news is on the way. The universe wants you to have expectancy of positive outcomes in your life. You have the power to manifest what you desire of your highest good by co-creating with source. Now it's time to celebrate.
Awesome. Okay, Sagittarius. I can't believe how fast we're moving through these. I think it's usually because I stop and do a little channeling in between, but I just want to make sure that everybody gets their messages for this. Now I have Sagittarius. Grief can cause a variety of emotional and health issues. I see a deep sadness. It's in your cells and kind of festered and is demanding your attention. Let yourself remember so that you can release these issues and put them to rest. You can't change the past, but you can soften its ability to delude you of your happiness. There may be a situation that requires your signature or a promise. This could be a contract or something like that. Read everything carefully, and if possible, seek out an expert opinion. Something may be a little tricky or distracting you from the real issue. You might wait until spring to address this if you possibly can. Until then, be sure to take some time for self-care. If you don't take the time, it may be forced upon you. You know how that goes sometimes. If you don't take that time out, then you end up with that cold or whatever. And that's, it happens, but it's never pleasant. And that's what I have for Sagittarius.
And the card is childhood wound retrieve. Your inner child is looking to heal so you can move on by understanding the situation in a new light. Going within to heal requires self-love and compassion. Gaining perspective through energy work or therapy can be very helpful to access tools to empower your inner child.
Wow. Yeah, the inner child stuff with Sagittarius is really big. It seems like it's been that way for the last 3 or 4 months. A lot of that stuff coming up to be dealt with, you know, well, it's, you know, Sagittarius, the wounded healer. And dealing with some of that, it just seems like many have just kind of shut that off and haven't been able to address things that are happening in their lives. It feels very, sometimes it's uncomfortable to do that. It brings things up and you have to pay attention to it, and it can create some real explosions in your life if you don't do that, if you don't pay attention to that, if you give out way too much to other people without supporting that yourself, and then things happen that aren't very pretty, and you have to go back and do damage control. Yep. Okay, Capricorn. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. There's no right and there's no wrong. I can only explain this by saying it is a personal journey. It can make you stronger or it can break you. Surround yourself with strong, supportive people. Be a strong, supportive person. Slow down and don't make any moves right now. Just kind of sit with it. Assess where you are and how spirit will provide answers to all of your questions. And you will get that direction that you need. But it just seems like you need to sit still. And they're talking about don't blame. No blaming. Not blaming yourself or anyone else. Like I said earlier in this, that there's no right and there's no wrong. It's a personal journey. So you are on a personal journey. And, you know, kind of bless the steps that you're going through and the things that you're learning. And that's what I have for Capricorn.
And the card is perspective. A change in perspective is needed to view you or the situation with compassion. The root core of pain is often associated with how you may view yourself or the situation from a wounded place. Choosing to heal this brings the broken pieces back together to create a healthy viewpoint.
Wow. Nice. That fits.
Yeah, it does.
I love those cards. I like those cards. Of course, I like all your cards.
Yeah.
They are so fascinating.
Yeah.
Cool. Yes. Okay, Aquarius. The collective refers to something that is something that's already played out. There are no more moves on the chessboard. You're done. There's a completion here. Doing what you've done in the past is no longer working, and you search for new ideas. The collective suggests surrendering, releasing your fears and intentions, and allowing the divine to provide a new direction. I see you like in a labyrinth. How do you say that? Labyrinth? Labyrinth?
Labyrinth, yeah.
Yeah, labyrinth. There we go. That's it. Thank you. I'm having trouble with words today. The mouth is just not working like it should. And that's a great place for you to be. If you lean into it, you can reduce your stress, meditate, create, and gain insight and direction. They suggest you go into a meditation and see yourself in the middle of that and trying to work your way through or just sitting with that. The answers may not come instantly, but be assured that they will. You know, and this just kind of takes your mind off of the other stuff that you're doing or the other stuff that's happening in your life. And I don't know, it feels like a game or something to do that and just to take your focus elsewhere and use your mind in a different manner. And that's what I have for Aquarius.
And the card is desire. Live with passion by stepping into what feeds your soul and gives you joy. When you choose to make room for this in your life, the universe responds by creating opportunities that support your soul purpose and passion.
Okay. All right. Last but not least, we have Pisces. I wonder how all these Pisces people were affected by that full moon. I'm sure that was pretty powerful for a lot of people. It was for me anyway. Okay, Pisces, I feel a shift in power or responsibility. I don't believe you've desired this. It's not something you wanted, but it might be kind of forced on you, like nobody else is stepping up to do it. So it's you. You got the short straw. You may be nervous and not know how to proceed. Ask for help and do all that you can to do research and find out about this, about what's needed from you. Be calm and relaxed and unafraid to admit that you may be unprepared. Maybe you're not ready for this. You can't really fake it. So you may be you're in a situation where you can't go backward. You have to go forward. So proceed slowly, one step at a time. They're talking about baby steps, doing baby steps. And, you know, rewarding yourself for each step along the way is very powerful for you and rewarding. Trust your intuition. Knowledge and information are available, but wisdom must be earned through experience and humility. And that's what I have for Pisces.
Okay, and the card is protection needed, shield. It is vital at this time to protect your energy field as others may be projecting negative energy onto you. You also may be in an environment for which you are absorbing negative vibes that are draining you. Call in Archangel Michael for protection and to clear your energy field. Having a practice of grounding and putting a protective bubble around you every day will be helpful.
I love Michael, Archangel Michael. Really helps. Whoa, we went through those really quick.
Yeah.
Unlike me, usually I dilly-dally and let them come in and whatever. I'm looking on Facebook, and Renee says it's been a wacky week. It has been.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a very interesting week.
Let me look also.
Let's see here. And Denise. Hello, Denise. It's so good to speak with you. You stopped by the fair, and I was always busy. I try to be busy there. Well, I'm sorry I didn't get to see you. There's other fairs coming up. I'll be at the First Spiritual Science Church Fair, and then that's in October. And then there's
The 12th. We have October 12th at the Gales Fair. Are you in that?
I am. I am.
That's
That's going to be.
what's the name of that fair? I can't remember.
It's in Arvada,
Yeah, it's at a hotel in Arvada.
the Sacred Wayfarer.
There you go.
Now
Yeah,
I
I'll
don't
be
know if
there
she,
too.
yeah, I don't know if she has a Facebook page or
I
something
think a
there.
little bit of it is up there now. Yeah.
Yeah, that you can find it. Yeah, but I think Denise has stopped by the church and said hello before. I just love that place, for Spiritual Science Church. Even if you're out of state or something, you can watch that on Zoom.
Yeah, I love that.
There is not another church like that place. There really isn't. There's people who have moved away who watch on Zoom, because they can't find anything close to how it's, just the energy of it and the people.
I know that quite a few people that I, well, a couple of people that I read and talked to, I gave them the address and the information, and I said, check it out on Zoom and see if you like it. Yeah. People are opening up to new vistas, new ideas, you know, looking for something more or something more fulfilling for them. Or hopefully they'll find that.
Well, and community. It's just finding community.
True. That's true.
Because at work and such, you get to, you're stuck with those people. They might not be the people of your choosing, and you're stuck with them, and you have to deal with it. But at least in that place, outside of work, you can find your community, your tribe, your people. And there's a lot of people that come to these fairs looking for that, for that community. And I'm always happy to share that and to send people to who they need to see and who they need to talk to. I think that's very important for us to do that. I mean, there's lots of specialties out there, and some of them I don't have, but I will definitely send them to the right people. So, do you have any Louise Hay wisdom or such that you would like to?
No, you know what I'm being called to do, and I know this sounds silly, but you know, at the end of my readings, I usually say, and I have one more fortune for you. And I open up the fortune cookie box.
Oh God, I love those.
And people grab a fortune cookie, and it's so fun. It's either that or the magic eight ball, but usually the fortune cookies.
Oh, you have it. I never noticed that you have a magic eight ball on
I
your
see, you
desk.
know, yeah,
You have
some people
fun
don't get
stuff.
it. But some people do get it. I just put it on the table just for fun. But yeah, the fortune cookies. So I'm going to open a fortune cookie for the collective. How's that? I'm opening it now. Let's see what it says. Because that's the kind of mood I'm in. It says, how about another fortune? Actually, that's on one side of it. But the other side says, we don't have to change friends if we understand that friends change.
Ooh, that is so sweet.
That cool?
That is really cool. Where do you get your fortune cookies?
I get them online. There's different kinds, but these are the ones that, you know, they have the most variety. Yeah. And
That is
some are
really cool. I like that.
so the most unusual one I ever got was when I was in New York. I opened it and it said, never wear your best pants, freedom fighting. I'm like, all right, I'll remember that. So but they're just for fun. I thought it was a lot of fun. And it
No, I
breaks the
like that.
ice, you know. If I've had a serious reading, I can pull back, you know, and be like, oh my goodness, it's fun. More fun.
Great fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think that
Alrighty.
we have wrapped up another edition of Strands of Wisdom with Kay and Maureen. Remember that we're both readers on 1-2-Listen. You can call us, chat with us, get time-based sessions. I think we're going to be on, we'll probably be at reduced rates tomorrow. I don't know about over the weekend, but we will have reduced rates then. So give us a call, a chat, whatever. I don't have any classes right at the moment, but trying to get things together to plan another session. They're more sessions with me. It's a channeling session with a group of you that I just really love. You never know what's going to happen. There's no agenda except for just showing up and working with ourselves and working with the world. So thank you all for being here.
Yep, thanks.
Do you have anything else you want to add, Maureen?
No, just have a great week.
Okay. Thank you. Bye, y'all.
Bye.